for our mutual encouragement.
今天早上要用我们的心这个主题跟大家一同互相勉励。
Our hearts plays a very important role in our faith.
我们的心在我们信仰生活中占了很重要的地位。
But when we think about the heart, heart is kind of very abstract.
有时候我们讲到心是非常的抽象。
So today, I'm going to explain to everybody, what does it mean to use our hearts?
想今天就想要跟大家仔细的来讨论什么叫做用我们的心。
And where we shall apply, or where shall we use our heart?
我们应该在哪些地方哪些事项上来用我们的心。
And also how to use our heart. How does this topic apply in our lives?
我们怎么样来把这个主题应用在我们的生活中。
Let's first look at the first point, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5.
请先看《生命记》第六章第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5.
生命记第六章第五节。
Let's read from verse 4 and 5.
生命记第六章第四节和第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 and 5.
生命记第六章第四节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.Verse 5.
第五节。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
生命记第六章第四节，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主。第五节，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Here tell us our God is one. So it's only one God that we worship.
这里告诉我们，我们所信靠的神是独一的真神。
And so when we love, we shouldn't be like loving many things, like many gods.
所以只有一位神，就是我们应该所爱的。
Verse 5 tells us, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart.
在这里告诉我们要尽心爱主你的神。
Usually we understand what it means to love God with our soul and with our strength.
我们应该是明白什么是尽心尽力爱主我们的神。
Loving God with our strength, it means using our physical body labors to show our love to God.
尽力爱主我们的神呢，就是要用尽我们全身的能力来完全的爱神。
Loving God with our soul. Soul is the one that make judgment, make decisions.
那尽心在这里是就是我们在爱神的时候要思考如何的来爱神
啊不那不是思考the soul is the one that who make decision
思考之后你才可以晓得怎么样做决定
So we love God by the decision that we make
所以我们爱神呢要做正确的决定
But however when we talk about loving God the Bible always mentionsOur heart first.
那但是在圣经上教导我们要首先第一件就是要尽心来爱神。
If you look at Matthew chapter 22,
请看马太福音第二十二章。
When the Lord quoting the passage,
马太福音二十二章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章。
Start from verse 36.
从三十六节开始
，to verse 40
到四十节。
Matthew chapter 22 verse 36。
马太福音二十二章三十六节。
Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Verse 37。
三十七节。
Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Verse 38.
38节
This is the first and great commandment. Verse 39.
39节
And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as your heart, yourself. Verse 40.
40.
On these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophet. Here, we see that what is Christ quoting the Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5.
在这里我们看到主耶稣用生命记的第六章刚刚的经节来告诉他周围的人。
And we see that the sequence is the same. It always start with loving God with all our heart.
在这里第一个也是告诉我们要尽心 是第一件事来爱我的。
So what does it mean to love God with our heart?
那在照理这里是要教导我们什么吗
？What does heart represent?
这个心又代表什么
？Our heart represent our concentration, our interest, or what we love.
心是代表我们的注意力啊，我们怎么样来做事情
？For example, you usually tell people, "Say I love you with all my heart."
有时候听到人家说，我全心的爱你。
You don't hear people say, "I love you with all my strength."
我们很少听到说，我全力的爱你。
When we say we love a person with our heart, it means that our interest, our focus, our passion, our emotion is in you.
所以在这里，当说我们说全心的爱一个人的时候，是把我们的注意力、我们的所想要的，
还有感情，
还有情感，都完全的交托在这个托付在这个人的身上。
Sometimes when we listen to people, we also listen with our hearts.
有时候我们听别人也是在听我们自己的心
不是我们是用心在听别人的话
我们用心来听别人的话
For example, when we are driving
当我们在开车的时候
And for me, when people talk to me
如果有人跟我讲话
I always tend to miss the exit
这样我很容易失去注意力、yeah. 错过了交流道
My mind, my eyes is watching the road
虽然我的眼睛在看着路
but my heart was listening to the people
但是我的心却在听别人讲话
and so because of that you know I'm not watching I'm not really thinking about where to exit or when to exit
所以这样子就有时候就错过了要出去的交流道
so the heart is there and the focus is there so the focus is not on the road
所以我的心不在那里我的注意力也不在那里
so what God wants us firstis to love God with all our hearts.
那在这里主耶稣告诉我们第一个我们要能够尽我们的心来爱神。
And then we will find out very naturally we'll start to love God with our soul and with our strength.
如果这样的话我们就能够尽心还有尽力来爱神。
For example, if we love a person very much,
如果我们爱一个人很深,
we naturally we will choose to marry that person.
很自然的，我们是想要跟这位这个人结婚。
So we are loving that person with our soul. Because we're making a decision.
所以当我们做决定了就是要跟这个人结婚，就是尽心。
And very naturally, we will love God with we love that person with our strength because we even driving, cooking, do a lot of things. We're willing to do it.
然后我们就愿意为这位人做很多的事情全力的做。
So what God wants us.Is loving God with our hearts, using our hearts.
所以神要我们用我们的心来爱他。
But what does it mean to love God with our hearts?
但是什么叫做用心爱神？
Let's look at 1 John chapter 4. Let's look at 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4, verse 20.
约翰一书四章
21,
二十节二十一节
First John chapter 4 verse 20
约翰一书第四章二十节
verse 20
二十节
If someone says I love God and hate his brother he is a liar for he who does not love his brother whom he has seen how can he love God whom he has not seen
约翰一书四章二十节人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄就是说谎话的不爱他所看见的弟兄就不能爱没有看见的神
Verse 21 And this commandment we have from him that he who loves God must love his brother also
二十一节爱神的也当爱弟兄这是我们从神所受的命令
What does it mean to love God with our hearts?It means to obey God's commandment. That's to love others.
所以在这里告诉我们，用心爱神就是要遵守神的诫命，来爱我们的弟兄。
And if we don't love our brothers and sisters, we don't really love God.
如果没有办法爱我们的弟兄，事实上我们也没有办法爱神。
Let's also look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
请看哥林多后书 第十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章。
Verse 28 and 29.
二十八节，二十九节。
What does it mean to love our brothers and sisters?
在这里教导我们如何爱我们的弟兄。
Is it just a lip service?
这不是只在嘴巴讲讲而已。
Let's look at an example.
我们看一个例子。
Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28 and 29.
哥林多后书第十一章二十八节二十九节。
This is what Paul said.
保罗告诉我们。
Verse 28, besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches.
二十八节，除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。
Verse 29, who is weak and I am not weak, who is made to stumble, and I do not burn with indignation.
二十九节，有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？
Here we can see what is love.
在这里，保罗告诉我们爱是什么。
Paul, really, he does not have a physical boss telling him, hey, you need to do this, you need to go this place.
保罗在那个时候没有没有一个老板告诉他要怎么样做事。
But he's concerned, he worried for the believers.
但是他心里的挂虑都是摆在教会的弟兄姐妹身上。
And when he heard people stumble, he was very concerned.
所以当他听到有人跌倒的时候，他心里非常的焦急。
So this is how we know if we have love for brothers and sisters.
这就显示了他对弟兄姐妹的爱。
And we can tell also, we can see ourselves if we pray for brothers and sisters with fervent love, with concerns.
所以这也告诉我们要用心的为我们所爱的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Even though Paul is so far from the believers, because sometimes he travels, but then his heart is still thinking about them.
虽然保罗在传道旅行中离开他所爱的弟兄姐妹很远，但是他的心一直在他们的身上。
And sometimes we tend to like to think that loving God is obeys God's commandments.
有的时候告诉我们爱神就是要遵守神的诫命。
Well, in fact, Bible do say so.
事实上圣经也这样教导我们。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
请看约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
Verse 15.
十五节。
John chapter 14, verse 15.
约翰福音十四章十五节。
Here, what is Christ said. If you love me, keep my commandments.
主耶稣教导我们在这里十四章十五节。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
And usually, when we think of commandments, we always think of Ten Commandments.
有时候我们当听到命令，我们心里就直接想到是十诫。
I have a question. Is Jesus Christ talking about Ten Commandments?
在这里，主耶稣是讲十诫吗
？In fact, Jesus is talking about His commandment, which is more perfect, higher than.Ten Commandments.
在这里，主耶稣的命令是比十诫更完美。
Because in the context, you cannot find Ten Commandments. 从上下文找不到十诫。
在这里我们没有看到有上下文可以看到十诫。
But let's look at John chapter 13 verse 34 to see what commandments that Jesus is talking about.
约翰福音十三章第三十四节。
Let's see what commandment Jesus talking about.
在这里主耶稣讲他的命令。
One of them is a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
约翰福音十三章三十四节，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Jesus' standard is love one another as I love you.
在这里，主耶稣教导我们要彼此相爱，就是好像耶稣怎么样爱我们一样。
It's better than the sixth commandment.
是比十诫中的第六诫还要更完整。
The sixth commandment says, "Do not murder."
第六诫告诉我们不要杀人。
But it didn't talk about we should forgive, we should love and serve, even sacrifice ourselves for others or our brothers and sisters.
并没有告诉我们要能够有宽恕、赦免别人。
And the sixth commandment is so easy to keep. I do not murder. I didn't kill anybody.
第六诫也不要杀人是非常容易遵守。
But Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus is not talking about sixth commandment. Jesus is talking about love others as Jesus Christ has loved us.
在这里，主耶稣教导我们要遵守主的命令，就是要彼此相爱，就像主耶稣爱我们一样。
So, what does it mean to love God?
所以，怎么样来全尽力的爱神呢？
Not just keeping the commandments, but more importantly, it's loving our brother and sister with our hearts and always pray for them, think about them, see what we can do for them.
遵守神的诫命，彼此相爱，爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
And sometimes we show our love towards God by the things that we do for Him.
有时候我们在我们的行为上表现出来，我们怎么样来爱神。
And this is a type of offering or donation.
这是一种奉献。
And let's look at Mark chapter 12.
请看马可福音第十二章。
Let's see how does a person.You know, love God through the work that she does.
我们看在这里，一个人怎么样用他的工作来表现他爱神。
Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44.
请看马可福音十二章四十一节、四十二节。
41 to 44.
是马可福音十二章四十一节到四十四节。
Verse 41.
四十一节。
Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury, and many who were rich put in much. Verse 42.
42节.
Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which makes a quadrant. Verse 43.
43
节. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, Surely I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given.To the treasury, verse 44.
44节.
For they all put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Here, Jesus Christ talks about how a poor widow offered what she had.
在这里，主耶稣告诉我们一个穷寡妇如何来奉献。
In fact, when she offered, she really did not think about how other people are offered.
在这位穷寡妇的身上，她并没有考虑到其他人怎么样奉献。
If she does, I think if I was her, I would feel so embarrassed.
如果她有考虑别人的话，她奉献的很少，她会觉得不好意思。
Imagine all the people in front of her pouring coins and coin, bing dong bing bing bong, a lot of sounds.
因为在她前面排队的人可能奉献很多金钱，大家都听得到。
And when she offered, bing dong.You can hear two coins.
但是当他奉献的时候，就只有两个小钱。
So, you know, if we are to do the holy work or to offer, and people see how we offer, and we care about how other people see us, I think we will feel embarrassed.
所以这里告诉我们，如果我们在做圣工，是在意别人如何看我们，有时候也许会就会觉得不好意思。
But however, you see, she was not.Care about what other people perceive her.
但是他在这里并不在意别人对他的看法。
In fact, Bible, Jesus Christ said, she offered all that she had.
在这里，圣经教导我们，他把他所有的都拿出来奉献。
She's not offering tithe.
他并不是做十一奉献。
Tithe is one tenth what she had.
十一奉献只是你奉献十分之一，就你所有的十分之一奉献出
来。A lot of rich men maybe offer tithe.Because of rule, or maybe because they have so much, they offer just a little bit less than the tithe to God.
有些人他奉献看起来很多，但是事实上也许只是他所拥有的十分之一或一部分。
But what makes a person to offer all that she had?
但是在什么样的情况下能够让这个穷寡妇把她养生的一切都奉献出来呢？
Her heart, all her heart.
这是因为她的心。
Imagine If today we make a decision to offer everything, our house, our car, all the money in the bank account, all the money in our pockets to God.
想想如果今天我们要把我们所有的一切都奉献给神，
I think it will be quite difficult.
这是很困难的。
Because we don't really love God with our hearts.
也许我们并没有真的全心的爱我们的神。
But she was able to do it because to her it was worth it.
她能够这样做，因为她觉得这是最有价值的。
And I'm not saying we should offer our money because God wants us to be a keeper, a good steward of His possessions.
在这里，我并不是跟各位讲说要把我们所有都拿奉献给神，因为神也教导我们要做当他的好管家。
But when the opportunity comes, when we can offer or when we can do something for God, we should be like this poor widow who does the work wholeheartedly.
但是如果有机会来的时候，我们应该学习这位穷寡妇，把她所有的都奉献给神。
Whether we are preparing sermon to preach, or we are teaching RE, or when we are talking to brother sister, counseling people, or vacuum.
不管我们做各样的圣工，讲到带领宗教教育、查经，或者是即使清理教会
啊。I'd like to tell you a story.
我想跟各位分享一个故事。
One time, a brother mentioned that he ordered a newspaper, and that newspaper had stories.
有位弟兄他在报纸上看到了一个故事。
And the son simply asked the father to ask him to tell the story.
他的儿子要叫他把这个故事讲出来。
And so father just take up the newspaper, right, and started reading that story.
所以这个父亲就把报纸拿出来把这个故事念出来。
And the son said, "Father, no, I don't want that."
那这儿子跟他父亲说我不要你这样做。
And the father said, "So what do you want?"
那父亲对这儿子说，那你到底要什么呢？
I want you to tell it.
他说我要你把这个故事告诉我，不要念出来。
I don't want you to read it.
不要念它。
So what's the difference?
那这有什么区别呢？
What's the difference between reading it and telling it?
到底是这个讲述这故事跟念这个故事有什么不一样？
Reading it is basically all you have to do is have it, let's say Bible in front of you, right? We just read it.And doesn't mean that we put our heart to it.
有时候我们读一些东西，我们并没有把我们的心摆在上面。
All we do just read it, you know, just read what it said.
我们只是就是把我们所看到的讲出来。
But to tell it, it means using our heart. We already understand the story, we present it in a way that people can understand.
但是当我们要讲述一个故事的时候，我们把我们的心放在上面，所以我们可以把故事很清楚的讲述出来。
And the little kids can tell the difference between people are telling it and people are reading it.
所以这个小孩子可以很清楚的分辨念一个故事跟讲一个故事的区别。
And today, as adults, we can also tell the difference.If that person is using his heart, or he just telling it,
我们当然作为一个成年人，我们很容易的就能够清楚晓得听到的东西，人家有没有用心的告诉我们。
One time I hear some RE student tell me this.
有一次
some RE class people tell me this.
有一次我听到一个宗教教育的学生告诉我。
In fact, I heard it in a couple of places. I also seen it with my own eyes too.
还不止一次，我在其他的教会有听到。
Is that when people, some RE teacher teaches, they just simply read it from the textbook.
说有些宗教教育老师在他们上课的时候，就是把教材念出来。
And for the students, it's very hard to concentrate because it's so dry, so boring.
对学生来讲，这样的教学方式非常的枯燥无味。
I'm sure. I also seen a pastor who just came out. When he prepared a sermon, he wrote everything. And he just reads it in front of everybody. And I was one of the listeners down there.
我有时候有听到有传道他在讲道的时候，他就是把他的讲稿念出来。
And people don't want that. People want.No, I want you to digest it and present it to me.
听众也并不喜欢这样，他们所想要的是，这个传道用他的心把他的讲稿讲出来。
So very important, you know, when we are preparing to do holy work, it's important that you, no matter what kind of holy work, either sermons or a liturgical service or whatever, gospel tea preparations, we have to use our heart, think ahead.
所以在我们做各样的圣工的时候，都要用心事先好好的准备啊。
So this is how we can use our hearts, and where we can use our hearts.
这是告诉我们怎么样来用我们的心。
Second, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4.
再看回《生命记》第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
生命记第四章。
Verse 29.
二十九节
Deuteronomy chapter 4
生命记第四章
Verse 29
二十九节
Deuteronomy chapter 4 Verse 29
生命记四章二十九节
But from there you will seek the Lord your God and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul
四章二十九节，但你们在那里必寻求耶和华你的神，你尽心尽性寻求他的时候，就必寻见。
The second thing the Bible tells us is, we need to use our heart to see God.
在这里圣经教导我们要尽心寻求神。
God requires our heart to seek Him, then we can find Him.
神要求我们这样，我们才能够真正的寻见神。
So what does it mean seek God with our hearts?
什么叫做尽心的寻求神呢？
Let's look at Luke chapter 10.
请看路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Verse 38 to 42.
三十八节到四十二节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42.
路加福音第十章三十八节到四十二节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 38.
路加福音第十章三十八节。
Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. Verse 39.
三十九节。
And she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Verse 40.
四十。
But Martha was distracted with much serving.And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Verse 41.
41节
And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. Verse 42.
42节
But one thing is needed, and Mary had chosen that good part, which would not be taken away from her.Here record that Lord Jesus Christ entered into the house of Mary and Martha.
在这里记载到主耶稣进入玛利亚还有马大的家里。
In verse 39, it recorded that Mary was sat at the feet of Jesus and listening attentively.
在三十九节记载到玛利亚在耶稣的脚前听坐着听他的道。
Mary did not sit far away.At the other end of the house to hear Jesus saying, she want to hear the word of God, so she draw very near, right at Jesus' feet.
在这里看到玛利亚想要很清楚地听到主耶稣的道理，所以她坐在主耶稣的脚前。
So while she was enjoying the word of God, and then suddenly the Martha came in.
在这个时候她的姐姐马大来了。
And say, hey Lord, it's not fair. You know, why don't you tell, you know, my sister to help me?
马大跟主耶稣说这不太公平我的妹妹并没有帮忙我。
And so verse 41, what's Christ said, you know what, your heart is troubled by many things.
对, 主耶稣回答说, 马大, 马大, 你为许多的事情思虑烦扰。
And verse 42, but one thing is needed. So Mary was very focused. He grasped at one thing. That's the word of God, listening to the word of God.
但是最重要的是, 玛利亚她选择那最好的就是神的话。
And Mary had chosen that good part. So she loved God with her soul. She had made that decision. She chose that portion.
因为玛利亚想要尽力去追求神，所以她选择上好的福分。
And which would not be taken away from her. You know, because she was listening so attentively. She, and that word of God sink in her heart. It cannot be taken away.
然后在这个时候神的心神的话就深深进入他的心里是不是任何人可以夺走的。
And how do we know that she listened so attentively?
我们怎么知道玛利亚是很认真的在听这个神的话呢?
In other time when Mary listened to the Jesus teachings, how do we know that she listened attentively?
我们到底怎么样来分辨到底有没有用心的来听神的话?
Okay. Later on, Maryin the book of John, recorded that she offered a jar of alabaster oil for Jesus.
在约翰福音就记载玛利亚有献上香膏给主耶稣。
And while people was criticizing her,
在那个时候有人
批评她。
批评她。
And Lord Jesus Christ said, "Hey, leave her alone."
主耶稣说不要这样子。
And Lord Jesus Christ said to the disciple, "She has prepared this alabaster oil for my burial."
主耶稣告诉他的门徒说，玛利亚为我准备好了这个香膏，是我要埋葬时候要用的。
So while other disciples they did not know that Lord Jesus Christ is going to die, Mary knows.
所以在主耶稣的门徒并不知道主耶稣要死但是玛利亚已经知道。
And she can grasp the opportunity. She applied what she heard from Jesus, and she used it at that time and offered her best to the Lord.
她把握机会，在很适当的时机，然后把她最好的献给神。
So this is an example when a person seeks God with all her heart.
这就是另外一个全心追寻求神的一个例子。
She will know, or he or she will know what the word of God means and how to apply.
他知道神的话语是什么意思，如何来行在他的生活上。
So today, you know, when we see God, it's important that when we read Bible, we also need to ask questions, really understand what it means.
所以今天当我们在寻求神的时候，在我们读圣经的时候，我们要问我们自己，这到底是什么意思。
And we should take the initiative.To start reading Bible and not having people to remind us.
我们该自己自发的来读圣经，而不需要别人来提醒我们。
And we will meditate to really understand what it means and apply.
我们仔细思考神的话语到底是什么意思。
So when we really understand the word of God, when we truly found God, it's not just a knowledge. It's something that we will feel so joyful. We will feel, yeah, I know who God is. It's something that words cannot describe.
所以当我们真正能够明白神的话语，我们就真正寻求到神。
And that God's image will deeply imprinted in our hearts, and God's will be also deeply imprinted in our hearts.
神的话语，神的形象就深深地印记在我们的心中。
This is what it means to find God.
这就是告诉我们怎么样来寻见神。
So this is the second aspect that requires us to use our hearts.
就是告诉我们如何用心的用我们的心
The second point is use our heart to seek God.
如何用我们的心来寻求神
Let's look at the third point.
第三点
where we should use our heart.
我们如何来用我们的心
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章
Verse 5.
第五节
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5
箴言三章五节
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5
箴言三章五节
Here says Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding
箴言第三章第五节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
So God wants us to trust Him with our heart.
神要我们信靠他，用我们的心来信靠他。
We have mentioned using our heart means our focus, our interest, our love, our passions, our inner.
刚刚提到用我们的心，就是用我们的全心注意力来追求。
Trust God's word. This is something very fundamental.
信靠神的话是就是最基本的。
But you know what? Sometimes, the smarter the person is, it's harder for that smarter the person, a smart person to do so.
有时候人太聪明了却没有办法这样子做。
There's some people do a test.
有这样的一个试验啊。
We know that blind people needs a guiding dog to guide them.
我们知道盲人有一个就是导盲犬来引领他们走路。
And people has been thinking, you know, what kind of animal can also serve as a guide for the blind?
所以就有人这样想，那还有什么样其他的动物也能够做这件事情呢？
And then they found out that horse is easier to train than a dog.
他们发现马也是可以受训练，然后事实上比狗还要容易受训练。
So people start thinking, okay, besides horse, what animal is very smart?
那除了马以外，还有什么样的动物是非常的聪明？
People thought about monkey.
有人就想到猴子。
We have a sister. She used to live in Central America.
有一位姐妹住在中美洲。
Now she came back. And then she came back to the United States.
她现在回到美国。
She told me she raised monkey before.
她告诉我她在中美洲的时候有养猴子。
And she told me that monkey is so smart.
他说他养的猴子非常的聪明。
She told me some story, just say the monkey is very smart.
他告诉我一些故事，这故事的重点就是他的猴子非常的聪明。
And so some people started train monkey to be a guide for the blind.
所以有人就用训练猴子想要来引导盲人。
But they found out that the monkey is too smart for his own good.
他们发现这个猴子太聪明了。
For example, when a monkey leads a blind person at the stop before he crossed the road.
比方说这个猴子带领一个盲人来到十字路口要过马路。
The dog look at red light, right? The dog will stop.
如果是狗，它看到红灯，它会停下来。
But for the monkey, he'll look around.
但是如果是猴子，它会前后左右的观望。
If there's no car, even though the light is red, he will cross the road.
如果没有车子来，即使是红灯，它也会要过马路。
But you know what's the problem?
这有什么问题呢？
Suddenly, the car appears and very fast and coming towards them.
如果在
as they cross the road.
如果在这个时候有一个车子快速的开过来
，What should the monkey do？
那这猴子应该怎么做呢
？Suddenly, the blind man will hear monkey squeaking。
在这个时候猴子可能会叫
，and start to run for his life。
然后把这个盲人丢下来，自己就跑了。
But the problem is the blind holds the monkey very tight with the leash。
但是这个盲人还是紧紧的抓住这个猴子。
I think the blind person will be panicking. What's going on? How come the monkey want to run?
我想在这时候，这个盲人心里也会很奇怪，为什么猴子想要跑
？If monkey cannot run, what do? They jump up on your shoulder and hold your head.
如果猴子跑不掉，他可能就会跳到这个盲人的背上
，start screaming，
然后开始尖叫。
I think the blind man will be very panicking. What's going on?
这个时候盲人也许就更焦虑。
And so they realize they cannot use the monkey to be the guide for the blind.
所以他们经过这样的试验，晓得不能够用猴子来做 来带领盲人。
Sometimes this is, sometimes we behave like a monkey.
有时候我们就像这个猴子一样。
We know what Bible said.
我们知道圣经教导如何教导我们。
What to do and what not to do.
什么可以做，什么不可以做。
But the thing is, we sometimes look around.
但有时候我们前后左右的观望。
Do people see us?
看看有没有人看我们。
No people see us. Nobody see us.
没有人在看我们的时候。
It's okay. Let's do it. Nothing can happen.
我们在这时候就决定去做一些圣经教导我们不要做的事。
And the problem is when we do it and then something happened, then we start to pray to God, say, Oh God, please help me.
但我们这样时候如果不好的后果发生的时候，我们就跟神祷告，求神原谅我们。
And this is something that people tend to trust, you know, their own intelligence, their own understanding, their own wisdom, knowledge.
人依靠自己的聪明、智慧还有能力。
And so God wants us to trust Him with our heart, our focus, our feeling, our passion.
神要我们尽心的爱他，追求他。
So we have mentioned from the Bible three ways.Three things that we need to do, and all these three things requires to use our hearts.
在这里，我们用圣经中用了三个例子来讲，怎么样用我们的心来爱神。
First, we talk about love God with our hearts.
我们第一个讲到我们要用心来爱神。
Second, we talk about loving, seek God with our hearts.
第二个，我们用心来寻见神。
And the third, we talk about to trust God with our hearts.
三个，我们要用我们的心来信靠神。
If we do, we know that we have less burden, and we know we have less worries.
如果我们真的能够这样做，我们在这世界上就有很少的忧虑跟烦恼。
And we also mention how to do these three things.
我也跟各位用例子讲如何来做。
Now, finally, there's a question we have to think about.
最后请大家思考一个问题。
Some of us.Or may feel like, well, yes, I need to love God, seek God, trust God with all my heart.
我们知道我们要来爱神，要寻求神，要信靠神。
But the problem is, I feel like I have no love for God, or I have very little love for God.
但是却感觉我们对神的爱并没有很充满。
Do we ever feel that way?
我们有没有这样的感觉呢
？I want to love God with all my heart, but I don't feel like it. I don't feel anything in my heart. I feel maybe very little for God.
我很想尽我的全心来爱神，但是却没有这样的感觉，做不出来。
I feel like my heart is kind of numb.
好像我的心是麻痹的。
What shall we do?
我们该怎么做呢
？I like to use this analogy.
我想用这个比喻。
Before we use the analogy, let's look at a passage first.
我们先看一节圣经。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
约翰一书二章十五节。
And verse 16.
十五节、十六节
，verse 15，
约翰一书二章十五节。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16，
十六节。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Here tells us.If we have the love of the world, the love of Father is not in us.
在这里告诉我们，如果我们爱世界，我们爱父的心就没有办法在我们的里头。
I do believe that many of us do have love for God. I do believe that many of us do have love for God.
我相信我们在座很多人都爱神。
But how come sometimes we don't feel it, or sometimes we don't not able to express it?
但是有时候却做不出来。
It's because, you know, it's just like, let me give you an analogy. It's like a little plant.
用一个比喻，好像一个很小的植物。
And around that plant is filled with weeds.
在这个很小棵的植物的周围长满了杂草。
And then also on the top of it has something to cover it. Many things that covers the plant.
然后在这棵小植物上面还有一些东西盖住它。
Would the plant grow, become strong?
在这种情况之下，这小棵的植物到底能不能够成长？
Very likely, it will die.
可能不行，可能会死掉。
But if we remove the covering, remove the weeds, the plant is able to continue grow, become strong.
但是我们如果把它的旁边的杂草还有覆盖它的东西都除掉的话，它就可能很快速的成长。
And we do have love for God.
我们有心的爱神。
But if we remove other things like lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of this life, then we'll discover that.You know, we're able to see our love for God more clearly. We will sense it more strongly.
我们必须要除去肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲，才能够真正的来爱神。
So we can really love God with our hearts, see God with our hearts, and trust God with our hearts.
在这样，我们才能够爱神、跟寻求神、跟依靠神。
Let's sing him.
唱诗。
380
首。
生命标杆
Please be seated.
请坐。
Now we're going to pray together.
我们现在一同祷告。
In our prayer, let's continue to pray for ourselves so that we can put God first.
在祷告当中，我们为求神让我们能够每一个人都能够把主摆在第一位。
Let's pray to ask God to give us strength to remove the distractions, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and part of the life, so that we can really love God with our hearts.
在祷告中求神除去我们眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲，还有今生的骄傲，所以我们可以全心的爱主跟追求神。
And also in our prayers, let's continue to pray for the church, pray for the brothers and sisters, and pray for our friends.
在祷告中继续为教会的圣工、为弟兄姐妹，还有为慕道朋友祷告。